AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski is calling on President Trump to resign in the wake of his supporters' attack on the Capitol, in which five people, including a Capitol Police officer, died. Congressional Democrats aren't waiting for Trump to decide. Here's more from the AP's Sagar Magani.
After his backers stormed the Capitol, Democrats say the president is too dangerous to stay in office. They're expected to introduce articles of impeachment Monday, with sources saying a House vote could happen midweek. A Senate conviction, though, would be unlikely, with just a dozen days left until the president leaves office and is replaced by Joe Biden, who is not weighing in.
What the Congress decides to do is for them to decide.
A White House spokesman says a politically motivated impeachment would only further divide the nation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president-elect also says the December jobs report is not good.
With the pandemic raging, people are losing work and losing hope.
Biden is calling on Congress to step in to help and for the government to step up during the pandemic.
I know these times are tough, but I want you to know that we're going to get through this. Help is on the way.
In a reversal of Trump administration policies, Biden says he will rapidly release more available coronavirus vaccine doses to vaccinate more people. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says in just his state alone, it could take nearly a year to get the shots to the millions who need it.
How long does it take you to do 14 million vaccines? If you get them in the arms, as soon as you get them, if you're getting 300,000 per week, 47 weeks.
In just the past day, nearly 275,000 people around the country have been infected with the coronavirus, and more than 4,000 died. This is AP News. One of President Trump's lawyers who has voiced wild accusations without any facts against a voting systems company is now being sued.
Sidney Powell has claimed without evidence that Dominion Voting Systems was part of a scheme to steal the election from President Trump. Saying it needs to set the record straight, the election technology vendor's lawsuit seeks $1.3 billion for what it describes as Powell's wild accusations. Dominion Voting Systems notes there are mountains of direct evidence that conclusively disprove Powell's claims. Millions of paper ballots, audited and recounted by officials of both parties in Georgia and other swing states, that have confirmed the accuracy of Dominion's count. Ben Thomas, Washington.
West Virginia Republican State Delegate Derek Evans faces federal charges for entering a restricted area of the U.S. Capitol after he live-streamed himself rushing into the building with a mob of President Trump's supporters. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.